The NFL season can be a grind. Mental and physical preparation for an upcoming opponent each week can take its toll. And days off can be hard to come by. When they do, many players take the opportunity to serve the community of which they call home. So last week, a few Vikings traded in their helmets for hairnets. Instead of stepping up to the line of scrimmage, it was conveyor belts and scales.
This is actually our seventh annual packing project at Second Harvest Heartland with the Minnesota Vikings.
A lot of energy, over 200 volunteers working together side by side and helping to pack up rice today and make sure that we have the food that we need to get out to our hungry neighbors.
It's something that our employees here in the Twin Cities look forward to every year. So it's fun. It's always fun to see so many of our folks in one place, taking a few hours away from work so that they can volunteer and serve in their communities. It's a real energizing atmosphere.
Hunger is prevalent here in Minnesota. 1 in 10 Minnesotans experiences hunger, so it's really important that we make sure that we can provide the meals that they need when they need them.
The food that's being packaged here today is going to be consumed by our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, whether we know that they're struggling with food insecurity or not.
It's the second packing event for linebacker Eric Kendricks. In his short time here, Eric has brought attention to the issue of hunger and food insecurity in Minnesota.
It's been awesome. You know, everyone, like I said, has helped me help give back. And I think it's a good thing because I want to know where to start. And programs like the one today and others that I've worked with have definitely gave me that bridge.
We so appreciate Eric Kendricks' support and championing the cause and the issue of hunger in our community. He brings a lot of light and attention to the work that we're doing. But to even have the other players come on board, to be hands-on, see firsthand the work that we're doing and how they can lead a hand and show their leadership in the cause and in the fight against hunger.
For second-year receiver Laquan Treadwell, lending a helping hand to those in need is a familiar activity.
You know, this is a huge food drive right here. I used to do these as kids, you know, in Chicago. My mentor used to take me out and have me do food drives on Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I'm used to it, and I'm used to doing things like this. So I'm just looking forward to doing more and being around my teammates and, you know, enjoying these moments.
Treadwell and Kendrick share experiences of receiving support in their younger years. Now, it's time for them to give back.
It was just me, my brother, my sister, and my mom, and you know, it was hard at times. But like I said, you know, whether it was family members or through the community, we received lots of help and guidance and leadership from, you know, teachers and coaches and things like that. And I just think it's important just to give back.
Growing up in Chicago, a lot of rough times. You know, you need guidance. So, you know, I was one of the kids that, you know, wanted guidance, wanted wisdom, wanted to learn how to be better, how to do better, and how to present myself better. So, I mean, the list goes on and on of who helped me to get here, but it's just my turn to step up and, you know, and give back and help other kids.
The Vikings, Second Harvest Heartland, and United Healthcare combined to provide over 10,000 meals for hungry citizens in the Twin Cities area.
I didn't have much, you know. I was less fortunate, but just to be able to give back, and now I have, you know, more than I can ever imagine in that aspect of food and just being able to help the youth and inspire the youth and help them see more out of themselves, you know, and know that they do have help. I was one of the kids who got help from many people, and it helped me get to where I am today. So, you know, you can always give back and be grateful for what you have.